Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for June 22, 2026. Let's dive into today's top Tesla news. Tesla's robotaxi service is actively gearing up for launch in Las Vegas. Gold-colored cybercab vehicles have been spotted increasing in number, and a 37,000-square-foot industrial building is being retrofitted with superchargers and car lifts. Tesla has applied for an autonomous vehicle network permit with the Nevada Transportation Authority to offer commercial autonomous ride-hailing in the Las Vegas Valley. The EPA has published certification documents for Tesla's upcoming two-seat Cybercab Robotaxi, revealing it will feature a 48-kilowatt-hour battery pack, a 219-horsepower electric motor, and front-wheel drive, with an impressive EPA-certified combined range of 418.2 miles. The Cybercab is designed without a steering wheel or pedals, emphasizing fully autonomous operation. In FSD news, Tesla is targeting a V14 Lite update for late June, which will bring most V14 AI 4 features to older Hardware 3 vehicles. The company has also begun rolling out software version 2026.14.6.6, bundling FSD version 14.3.3 and Spring 2026 features, including a new self-driving app with an intervention-free streak counter and faster smart summon. On the financial front, Goldman Sachs has raised its Q2 2026 vehicle delivery forecast for Tesla to 420,000 units, up from 405,000, citing stronger-than-expected sales data and an anticipated 85-90% year-over-year growth in Europe. The bank has also raised its full-year 2026 delivery projection to 1.73 million vehicles. Tesla has filed a Megapod trademark on June 18 for modular AI data center hardware, signaling plans to deploy dedicated digital Optimus units at supercharger sites to leverage existing power infrastructure for AI computing. And CEO Elon Musk has advised investors to be patient with the production ramps of both the Optimus humanoid robot and the Robotaxi, with an Optimus V3 reveal targeted for approximately late July 2026. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.